We're ready.
都准备好了。
Phone number is still there.
手机的号码还是在上面。
So ready for your questions here.
所以在等候你们的问题。
So we read a few verses from the Epistle to the Romans.
我们又从罗马书来读几处的圣经。
By the way, my mobile phone can speak Chinese, so if you text a question in Chinese, that's right, Michael's here.
所以你们如果提问题想用中文提也可以，因为他的手机能够读中文的。
We pick up Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
In verse
26, 26节,
likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
26节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，凡所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Father, again, we come before you, We come with empty hands and look to you to fill them.
天父，当我们再一次来到你面前的时候，我们都是两手空空，来祈求你来充满。
Without you, we receive nothing, we have nothing.
主啊，若你不充满，我们就什么都得不着。
But though we are nothing, and though we are very small, and though our gathering is quite insignificant in the world, yet we trust and believe in your faithfulness.
天父啊，虽然我们这聚集在你面前，在世界的人眼中何等的微小，我们人数也很少，但是我们却愿意来到你的面前蒙你的祝福。
So Lord, we ask that you'd give us that portion you prepared for us from before the foundation of the world for this hour.
所以天父，我们祈求你在创世以前为我们所预备的福气，在这一刻赐给我们。
And continue and deepen your work in each one of us.
在我们每一个人的心中做更深的工作。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. So last night we had a question, and the question was, why is this part so small when this part is so big?
所以昨晚有人提出一个问题，为什么失落了这一部分这么的小，而那被寻见那一部分这么的大
？And for those who weren't here yesterday, well.We are either, we locate ourselves either here or here.
那些昨天没有跟我们在一起的人，先一点点解释，就是我们只能是属于失落的，或者是属于被寻见的。
And last night we offered the pen, so to speak, to everybody to come and write their name in one place or the other.
所以昨晚我们也想要把这个笔给你，让你能够上来把你名字写在失落的这边，或者写在寻见的那一边。
And there's no middle ground.
这是没有中间的地带。
We are lost.
我们不是失落的
or we are found.
就是寻见的
We are the Lord's or we are not.
我们是属于主的或者不属于他的
We haven't got much to say about this.
在失落这边我们没有什么可以说的
Here is darkness.
这里只有黑暗
But here we have much to say.
但是在寻见这边我们有很多可以讲的
Last night we talked about being found.
昨天晚上我们讲到怎样被寻见
And now we're moving along this way.
而现在我们是向着那个方向继续下去
Well.Learning to walk with God.
我们在学习与神同行。
One of the really important things we need to understand is that when we come to the Lord, the work has just begun.
有一点很重要我们必须明白的就是当我们接受来到主这里的时候这是刚刚的一个开始。
It's a little bit like when a man who goes and finds a really old car.
就像现今有些人去寻找一辆很那个旧老的汽车
And this car is all sort of rusty and broken
看到这个汽车好像都生锈了好像就又那个散开了
But he buys the car
但他却还是把这个车给买下了
But he didn't buy it for what it is but what it will become
当他买这辆汽车的时候不是买他现在这个样子乃是为着他将来变成怎样才买下他
And you've seen those people driving the cars which are 1940 or 1930 and everything is polished and everything looks new
所以你看见那些在开着那些老的汽车和1930年代或40年代的汽车他们好像都已经打光得很亮很好看
So this is what the Lord has done
而这好像是主的工作
When he purchased us
当他买属我们的时候
He did not purchase us for what we are.
他不是照着我们所是来买我们。
He doesn't look at that.
他不是在这样看我们。
But he looks at what we might become, what we shall become.
他呢在看见我们将会成为的。
We are not the finished product.
因为我们得救的时候并不是神完整的工作。完成的工作。
This is just the beginning.
因为这一切只是开始而已。
And some people feel, well, you know, there was man in the Garden of Eden and he was very good.
So 有些人觉得说当神所造的人在伊甸园的时候这个人实在很好。
And then he sinned.
但他又犯罪了。
And it was all lost.
好像一切都失去了。
So now what God is going to do is bring us back to where we were lost.
好像神现在就将我们从失去的那边带回到我们起初的原点。
But this is not the case.
但这并不是这样。
The Lord is not bringing us back to Eden.
因为神不是要把我们重新带回到伊甸园那个时刻。
What would happen if he brought us back to Eden?
你知道当神如果神把我们带回到伊甸园的那一个时刻会怎么样呢?
What do you think?
你觉得会怎么样?
We do it all again.
我们会再犯一次罪。
He's not going to bring us back to a failed humanity.
所以神不会把我们带回到一个可能失败的地步。
He's not taking us back to something that is not satisfying his heart.
他不会将我们带回到一个地步是他神的心还不满足的。
But he's taking us on.
他呢就将我们领向前。
And as we mentioned last night, in that garden there was this other tree.
所以昨晚我们也提到在这伊甸园中还有另外的一棵树。
And that was the hint about what God's purpose was.
而这个树好像是神对人的提醒，神起初的旨意。
There was something much more than what they had received in creation.
因为在神的创造里面，还有一点是比他们的创造更多，他们必须去接受的。
And that is where the Lord is taking us.
而这就是今天主又带领我们去到的地方。
And we read that here in this portion in Romans.
而我们也在罗马书第八章这里读到。
He predestined, verse 29, chapter 8.
在第八章二十九节。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为 神预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Now here's something interesting, isn't it?
这一点是非常奇妙的。
In the beginning, we said we were made in the image of God.
我们不是说起初的时候，神是按着他的形象样式造人的吗？
So there was something in Adam that corresponded to God.
好像在亚当里面有一点是像神的。
And we talked a bit about that last night.
昨晚我们也略略的讲到这一点。
But now he's saying we're to be conformed to another image.
但是现在神为什么在讲我们又变成效法他儿子的模样呢？
And this is the likeness of his son.
而这模样还是他儿子的模样。
So when we look upon the Lord Jesus, who do we see?
所以当我们看我们主耶稣的时候，我们看见是谁？
We see a man.
我们看见一个人。
We see a human being now.
我们是看的是一个人类的意思。
And the Lord is saying, I want you to be like this man.
而神说，我要你像他，像这个人。
And we look upon this man and say, well, what's different about this man?
所以当我们看见这个人的时候，我们又问，这个人跟别人有什么不一样呢？
In this man is that other life.
因为在这个人里面有那另一个的生命。
This is God's eternal Son.
因为这是神永远的儿子。
In him is a life which was never created.
因为在他的里面有一个生命是灰受造的生命。
And yet he's a man.
而他又是一个人。
A human being.
一个人。
But in this man is an uncreated life.
但在这个人里面有一个灰受造的生命。
And if it's an uncreated life,
如果这个生命是灰受造的生命，
It's a life that cannot fail.
那么这个生命是不可能失败的。
It's a life that is holy.
因为这个生命是圣洁的生命。
It is a life that cannot be conquered.
这个生命是不能被胜过的。
It is a life that never ends.
因为这个生命是永远不能够完结的。
Now you think for a moment.
所以你再思想一下。
What plagues you this morning? What troubles you this morning?
今天带给你有你的难处是什么？
You know, some people will say, well, you know, somebody last night said, but sometimes I feel so empty.
所以昨晚有人提问题说，但为什么得救之后，有时候我会觉得空虚呢？
Sometimes I get very depressed.
有时候我觉得很消沉。
My sin.
我的罪啊。
I want to overcome some weakness or some temptation, but I just can't overcome it.
我想要胜过我一些软弱，一些的罪，但是我胜不过。
Anything, what you think, what it is that burdens you, what it is you would just love to be free from.
你想想是什么在压在你的身上，你想又释放出来的。
And then tell me, can you find that in Jesus?
那么我又问你，你能够在耶稣找到同样的事吗？
It's not there.
在那里面找不到。
It's not there.
没有在那里。
That life is unquenchable.
因为那一个生命是不能被淹没的。
That life is victorious.
那生命是得胜的生命。
That life is wonderful.
那生命是美好的生命。
And so when the Lord says we are to be conformed to the likeness or the image of His Son, it means we are to be human beings with that life.
所以当神说我们乃是要效法他儿子的模样，乃是指着我们又像他儿子一样是一个人，但里面有他那一个的生命。
That's quite something. It's quite a statement.
因为这实在很特别的。
Now I find that there's sort of you know, some people have said to me that they find one thing in the scripture very confusing.
有人曾经对我这样说，他说在圣经里面有一点他们觉得好像很不清楚，不能够容易明白的。
Sometimes in the scripture, it's saying to us that the work is finished, it's done.
他说为什么圣经有时候告诉我们说神的工作是已经完成了。
But then other times it's saying, you must do this, you must do that, you have to press on, you have to run the race, you have to...Hold fast.
但是为什么这圣经又有时候说我们还要起来追求，还要竭力的面前，还要竭力要怎样的来胜过我们的一些软弱。
So sometimes it's finished.
所以有时候好像已经完成了。
Sometimes it's not finished at all.
但有时候觉得好像还没有完成。
You know, where do I stand?
那么现在我又站在怎样的地位上呢？
So this is a little bit confusing.
他说这个听起来好像很不容易明白。
So we need to try and understand this.
所以我们要尝试来理解。
And I'll suggest something to you very simple.
我用一点简单来向你解释。
We, you know, as a human being, we are, there are three aspects to us.
我们作为个人，有三方面是关于我们的。
We are body, we are soul, we are spirit.
我们是有灵、有魂、有身体。
When the Lord speaks about that finished work,
当主讲到那完成的工作,
He is speaking about what has been accomplished in our spirit.
他所指的乃是在我们灵里面所完成的那个工作。
But when He speaks about that which is not finished,
而当他讲到那还没有完成的工作呢,
He's speaking about what is being worked in our soul and ultimately even in our body.
所以他指的乃是他在我们的魂里面的工作和最终我们身体的得赎。
So this morning we're going to be brief again.
所以今天早上我们也就是在简单的来讲。
So we're going to just speak, say something about each of these three.
所以我们又来讲到关于这三方面。
First of all, let's speak about our spirit.
所以首先我们来讲到我们的灵。
Now, a human being has a spirit.
我们知道每一个人都有灵，有一个灵。
This is that which was imparted by God.
因为这是神所赐给我们的。
What if we could see the spirit of one who is lost?
那我们若是能够看见这一个失落的人里面的灵是怎样？
Well, I think what we'd be looking upon would be something like an old, deserted, run-down house.
我们说我们看见的这个灵好像是一个 破旧的房子很老，已经很破旧了。
You know, it's empty, it's dark, it's overgrown, it's lifeless.
好像里面是虚空的，里面是黑暗的，而里面也是空虚的。
There's a spirit there in the man.
虽然在这个人里面有这一个灵，but
it's not functioning, it has no life.
但是这个灵却没有在工作，好像没有生命一样。
But what if we could see with our eyes, what if we could look upon the spirit of one who is found?
那我们若是能够用我们的眼睛看见一个得救的人的灵呢?
What would we see?
我们看见的又是什么?
What do you think?
你觉得会是怎样呢?
What would you see?
你会看见怎样?
Imagine our eyes were open to see the invisible.
好像我们的眼睛能够打开看见这些不可看见的。
What would you see?
你会看见什么呢?
Let's pause a moment and think about that, shall we?
我们先停一停，想一想。
Something is alive now.
他说是里面现在有了生命的现象。
I think if our eyes were open to see the spirit of the believer,
我们的眼睛若能够被打开，看见一个信徒里面的灵，
we would so to speak be blinded and dazzled by what we saw.
我们所看见的，好像要叫我们能够瞎我们的眼睛的亮光。
Because we would find that we would be looking upon God.
因为你会发现我们所看见的，好像是看见是神。
Because when we come to that believer, we would see that the Holy Spirit Himself has come and made His dwelling place in that person.
因为我们若是看见，我们就发现圣灵已经来到这个房子里面，把那变成他的居所。
And He's moved into the house, all right.
说的圣灵已经，他已经搬到这个家里面了。
He's moved in permanently.
而且他是进来那个常住的。
And He's joined Himself with the Spirit of that one.
而他又跟这个人的灵已经连接在一起。
Can you imagine the glory of that?
你能够想象这是何等的荣耀吗?
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵是神。
You say, oh, yes, I've received the Holy Spirit.
你说是的，我接受了圣灵。
I've been born again.
我已经重生了。
You know what you're saying?
你知道你在讲什么吗?
You know, I was in a mental hospital once as a visitor.
我有一次去这个精神病院去。
And a lady came up to me.
所以之后有一个女人向来对我说,
and she said, are you one of them Christians that's got God inside of you?
而他就问我说你是不是也是一个基督徒觉得你们里面有神住在里面
I said yes
我就说是的
Oh you look at me and you don't see him
他说你看我好像看不见他
But if we had eyes to see the invisible
当我们的眼睛若能够看见那个隐藏起来
And you could see the spirit of the saved one
你看见这个得救的人的灵
The radiance, the glory, the majesty, the beautyThat has come into that one.
神的荣耀，神的威严，神的光亮都充满着他。
But if the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in you,
若是圣灵已经来住在你里面了
，If He has come to your spirit,
他已经进到你的灵里面。
What state then is your spirit in?
那么你的灵现在是在怎样一个光景里呢
？Is it defiled?
这个灵还是污秽的吗
？Is it unclean?
这个灵是不是还是那个污秽的肮脏的
No.
不可能。
The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in such a place.
因为圣灵不能够聚在这样的一个地方。
But it's washed.
但是已经被洗净。
Sanctified.
已经被成圣。
Purified.
已经被洁净。
Cleansed.
已经被那个洗清洁了。
The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And you have been made righteous in his sight.
你在神的眼中已经成为圣洁公义。
Now the Spirit can dwell.
所以圣灵能够住在这里。
You know, we remember when the Lord Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down.
你知道记得当耶稣受浸的时候圣灵仿佛隔着降下来住在他的身上。
And the Father said, this is my beloved Son.
天父说这是我的爱子。
In whom my soul delights.
是我所喜悦的
And the Holy Spirit could so easily come and dwell in him.
所以圣灵很容易能够降下来就住在他里面
And the Holy Spirit came to make his abode in him permanently.
而且圣灵乃是来居住在他里面
Well, you say, well, of course, that's Jesus.
你说、哦、当然因为他是耶稣嘛
Of course, the Holy Spirit would find a perfect home there.
说圣灵肯定在他身上能够找到一个最好的地方。
But how can the Holy Spirit dwell in me?
但是圣灵又怎么可能住在我里面呢
？Because the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
是因为耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
Because God forgives and cleanses sin.
因为神赦免我们的罪，也洁净了我们的罪。
So we, if we could see the Spirit.
所以我们若能够看见这里
What glory we would see.
我们看见是何等的荣耀
What a house this is.
而这样的房子是何等美的房子
And look who dwells in this house.
而你看见是谁住在这个房子里面
And now, such a place.
但是现在这样的一个地方
What hinders the love of God now?
现在是有什么拦阻着神的爱的流露
You know, the Lord Jesus said that the Father loved him.
而耶稣说天父爱他
Well, of course, the Father loved him.
你说当然了，天父肯定会爱他。
And how freely the Father could love his Son.
而且天父也很自然就能够爱他的独生爱子。
Nothing hindered that love.
因为在他们中间没有任何拦阻这个爱的流通。
Never a shadow between them.
在他们父之间没有任何的阴影。
So the Father could love him absolutely freely and fully.
所以天父能够完完全全敞开来爱他的儿子。
And Jesus said, as the Father has loved me.So have I loved you.
而耶稣说，像天父爱我一样，我也爱你们。
He said that we are loved as He is loved.
他说，他爱我们就像他被爱一样。
What love is this?
这是何等的爱呢
？Is this not love lavished upon you?
这难道不是神的爱倾倒在你身上吗
？What hinders His love?
今天是什么拦阻着神的爱
？Nothing.
没有。
Because the way has been made free for him to love you freely.
因为神已经有敞开一条路，让他能够很自然的来爱你。
Haven't we read that?
我们刚才不是读到了吗
？In verse 30,
在三十节
，He called you.
他呼召了你。
He called you. You heard that voice.
他呼召你的时候，你听见他呼召的声音。
And you chose him.
之后你就选择了他。
One little step.
你只是迈了小小的一步
And whom he, those he called, these he also justified.
他说，凡所招来的人，又叫他们，称他们为义。
completely washed them from their sins.
将他们从罪中完全的洗净了。
And these he also glorified.
他所称为义的又叫他们得义。
He began to dwell in them.
因为他能够来住在他们里面。
Unimaginable glory.
我们好像实在想象不出来这个荣耀何等的大。
How many of you believe what I'm saying?
那你们当中有多少人相信我所讲的?
Do you believe me?
你们相信我讲的吗?
I got one.
好像只有一个人在点头。
There's two.
而两个人在点头。
Do you really believe this of yourself?
你难道你是不是真正的相信这是你呢?
You say I'm saved.
你说我得救了。
You say the Holy Spirit dwells in me.
你说圣灵住在我里面。
According to the scripture, it says he who is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
他说圣经又说那凡与主连结的是与主同为一灵。
Didn't we talk about union last night?
昨晚不是讲到这个连接的吗?
Didn't we say last night that love, the essence of love is union?
我们昨天不是讲到说爱最终的目的就是人连接起来。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He's joined himself with you.
而他自己也与你连接起来了。
He sealed you. You are mine.
他已经将你打了印说你是属于我的。
I have redeemed you.
我已经救赎了你。
You are mine.
你是属于我的。
Do you believe this?
你们相信这一点吗?
There's reason to shout and sing.
你如果相信你是能够因这而欢呼喊叫的。
To jump up and down and say hallelujah.
你能够站起来蹦跳的说哈利路亚。
I'm weak.
我是软弱。
I'm sinful.
我是有罪的。
I'm saved.
但我得救了。
I'm his.
我是属于他的。
Forever.
永远属于他的。
I will see him face to face.
我一天又与他面对面的相见。
That day is coming.
那个日子已经来临了。
In the world, people don't like to grow old.
你知道在世界里面的人他没有人想又那个变得老了老起来。
I don't know how you feel about that.
我不知道你自己的感觉是怎样。
But you know, I realize I turned 60.
当我想到我已经60岁了。
And I thought, hey,I can almost see the end.
我就觉得说，哦，我现在那个终点可能看得见了。
I've got two Bibles.
我好像有两本的圣经。
I've got this one.
我有这一本。
And I've got another one.
我还有另外一本。
Just like this one.
就像这一本一样。
And I'm saving that one.
我那把一本留起来。
Because I think this one will last just long enough, and I'll get the other one, and then I'll be gone.
因为我觉得说我像这一本是给我刚好能够用到我需要在我那另外那一本的时候我就被接走了。
We're getting older.
我们是一天一天的老。
We're getting closer.
但是我们离主越来越近了。
We shall see his face.
我们又见他的面。
Can't wait.
实在等不及。
So this is the spirit.
一致就是灵。
God has worked salvation in the spirit of the saved.
所以神已经在这个得救的人的灵里面完成了他的工作。
It is a finished work.
这个工作已经完成了。
It is done.
已经完结束了。
It is locked in.
而这已经是锁起来完结了。
It cannot be changed.
而没有任何的改变。
God cannot lie.
因为神不能撒谎。
He does not make a covenant and break it.
因为神不能够与你立约又违背他的约。
He does not make a promise and turn back on it.
神不能够给你一个应许之后不答应你。
He does not change his mind.
因为神是不改变他的思想的。
He cannot change.
他不能改变。
This is the spirit.
因智是灵。
But what about the soul?
但是我们的魂呢？
啊，
你说啊。
What about the soul?
我们的魂又怎样
呢？This is where the trouble comes, isn't it?
这就是问题的起源了。
From our point of view, this is the trouble.
从我们这边来看，这是我们一切问题的难处。
I am not what I want to be.
我不能够成为我想要成为的。
I want to be able to love you absolutely freely.
我愿意用我的爱能够完完全全来爱你。
But I find there are things that hinder my love.
但是我觉得在我有东西在阻隔着我的爱。
I never want to be upset or offended by you.
我从来不愿意说因着你对我做的而生气。
But sometimes I get upset or I get offended.
但是我常常都因着你做的而生气而不能够饶恕你。
Why is it like that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because there's a work happening in us.
因为在我们里面神在动一个工作。
And that work is in the soul. It's in the person that you are.
所以这个工作是在我们的魂里面，是在你这个人的里面。
The whole purpose of God for man was that he should live out of his spirit.
因为神对人的目的，乃是叫这个人，乃是将靠着神的灵活出来。
The whole purpose of Satan for man is that he should live out of his body.
但是撒旦的目的，乃是要救人从他们身体那里活出来。
And if not his body, then live out of his soul.
而若不是从他的身体活出来，就从他们魂里面活出来。
But God has only one way.
当神只有一个方法。
And that is that we should live out of our spirit.
就是我们又从我们的灵那里活出来。
You understand what I mean?
你明白我讲的吗?
A man who lives out of his body is just driven by natural desire.
一个人靠着身体在活着，他完全是受他身体的情欲所掌握支配。
A person that lives out of their soul is their motto is it's all about me.
而一个从他们魂里面活出来的人，他们所活着的目的就是说为着自己。
Me.
到处都是我。
And if you want to be successful in the world, that's how you must live.
你若是在世界里面又成功，你就应该为你而活，为自己而活。
But God's way is a different way.
但是神的方法是不一样。
So the work of God in a Christian is to teach us how to live out of our spirit.
所以神在一个基督徒身上的工作，乃在教导我们怎样从我们的灵那里活出来。
Now we are not going to know that work is finished while we are on the earth.
所以当我们还活在地上的时候，我们不可能看见这个工作的完成。We're
going to have no satisfaction there.
因为当我们还活在这里，我们是不会满足的。We're
never going to say, well, I've learned it all.
我们没有一刻能够说，现在我都学会了。God
is finished with me.
而神在我们身上的工作已经做成了。
I'm the perfect man.
我现在成为一个完全的人。
Never going to say that.
因为这个是完全不可以的，不可能的。
So we've got an unfinished work in front of us.
所以在我们前面是一个还没有完成的工作。There's
always going to be more ground to take.
因为在我们那里总是有地方可以进步的。There's
always going to be battles to be fought and to be won.
在我们前面还是有征战，又打又胜过。Now
if that's all we could see, we get very discouraged.
你说若这是我们所能够看见前面的，那么我们可能会很灰心。But
that's not what we see.
但是我们看见的又不是这样。We
see a finished work.
在我们前面看见的是一个完成的工作。A
finished work in our spirit.
在我们的灵里面的工作已经完成了。And
that encourages us.
而这就成为我们的鼓励。We
stand upon that.
我们就站在那个地位。Lord,
you've done it all.
主啊，你已经完成了。I
am yours.
我是属于你的。I
will see you face to face.
我要与你面对面。Now
let's keep going with this other work.
所以，主，我们现在一起同工，再向前。Work
in me, teach me.
在我里面工作，教导我。Teach
me how to walk in the Spirit.
教导我怎样行在灵里。Make
my life one that is filled with the Spirit.
让我的生命乃是一个充满着被你的灵充满的生命。Teach
me to live out that holiness, that righteousness, that beauty, that goodness.
教导我怎样将里面的圣洁、里面的公义、里面的良善给活出来。Do
you see this?
你能够看见这个工作吗?
If we look only at the unfinished work, we get discouraged.
我们若只是看见这个没有完成的工作，我们会很灰心。But
when we see the finished work,
当我们若看见那个完成的工作,
then we are encouraged.
那么我们是被鼓励的。And
we can, with zeal and with hope and with confidence, we can go back into the battle to learn how to walk in the Spirit.
所以带着盼望，带着我们的热心，我们能够回到这个征战上面，再学习怎样的把我们的灵活出来。Now,
what is the way in which we walk in the? Let me start again. Not right from the beginning.
我们不是从头再来一次。
What's the key to learning to walk in the Spirit?
那么又学习在灵里行走的这个钥匙是怎样的呢?
The key is faith.
那么这个锁匙呢,就是信心。
Why is it faith?
为什么是信心呢?
It's faith because by this means God is able to deliver us from ourselves and bring us into a relationship with Him.
因为神乃是借着这个信心才能够将我们从自己里面给救出来，进入到跟他连结的关系。
We feel that faith is a problem.
很多时候我们觉得信心是我们的一个问题。
Hand up everybody who has enough faith.
你们那些觉得自己有充足信心的，请你们举手。
All of us are saying,、oh, I don't have enough faith, it's a problem.
好像我们这里每一个人都觉得我们都没有不够的信心，我们信心都不够，这实在是一个问题。
We feel it would be better when we have a quiet time in the morning that we open our eyes and there's an angel.
我们觉得好像最好就是当我们早晨起来的时候，在我们安静的那一个时刻，打开眼睛，看见的是一位天使。
And we say, good morning, angel. What shall I do today?
之后我们就说，早上好，天使，我今天又做什么？
And the angel says, well, God wants you to do this today, and this is going to happen, so get ready for that. And
好像这个天使就跟你讲说，神今天要你做这些事情，接下来这些事情会发生，你好好预备，让这些事情来发生。
And we'd be very happy with that, wouldn't we?
我们觉得我们每一个人好像觉得这样就很满意了。
But the problem is, nothing would change in us.
但是最大的问题说，如果是这样的话，我们这个人是没有改变。
What we see with our eyes,
我们眼睛所看见的
does not change our heart.
不能够改变我们的心。
But God has a way of changing our heart.
当神有一个改变我们的心的方法，
and He's given us that way.
他就把这个方法给了我们。
And that is the way of faith.
而这就是信心。
It is deliberate.
那这神是专门有这样的。
God has chosen a tool.
因为神选择是一个工具，
and He's using that tool in our life.
而他就在用这个这个工具来在我们身上工作。
He could appear to you.
不错，神是可以向你显现的。
He could speak to your ears.
他也可以在你的耳朵旁边向你说话。
But he chooses not to.
但他不愿意这样。
Because it wouldn't change your heart.
因为你这样子，你的心不可能被改变。
So the way is faith.
所以我们看见这神的方法乃是信心。
Don't grumble about that.
你不要因这个而埋怨。
Rejoice in that.
你要因这个而喜乐欢喜。
Every time you look up and you say, but I can't see you.
而每一次你向天望的时候说，神，我看不见你。
Know that the Lord is saying, yes, I know that, but this way will change your heart. Do you want your heart changed? Amen.
所以主说，是，我知道你眼睛看不见我，但是呢，用凭着信心却能够改变你的心，你的心又被改变吗？我们说 Amen.
So what is the essence of faith?
那么这个信心的内容是什么？
The essence of faith is believing in the character of God.
而信心的内容呢，就是要信，相信神的神格。
Or trusting in the character of God.
就是相信神自己。
I heard something the other day, which was from Oswald Chambers.
我几天前从那个 Oswald Chambers 那边读到一点。
His wife said something about what the Lord was doing. She said, I don't understand what God is doing.
他的太太就说到说，我不知道神在我先生身上在做什么工作。
And he replied, I don't care much about what God is doing, but I care about what God is.
之后他的回答是说，我不大我不大注意神在做什么，我更注意的乃是神自己。
If you know the Lord,
你若是认识主
like if you know a person,
好像你认识了一个人。
You know, there are some brothers here that I've known for many, many years.
好像在这里有些弟兄，我是认识他们好多年了。
I know them well.
我对他们很熟悉。
I could easily trust my life to them.
好像我很容易把我的性命都交在他们的手里。
Because I know their character.
因为我认识他们的性格。
I can trust them.
我可以信靠他们。
Because I know them.
因为我认识他。
When we know God.
而当我们认识神。
And when we can entrust ourselves to God.
我们也能够将我们自己完全交给神。
Because we know Him.
因为你认识他。
Because we know the heart of love.
我们也知道他的心是充满着爱。
Because we know the eternal wisdom.
我们知道神是有永远的智慧。
Because we know that His way is perfect.
我们也知道神的道路那是完美的。
Then we don't have to be concerned with anything that happens.
所以这样我们就不用去担忧忧虑所又发生的事情。
God will do many things that we cannot understand.
因为神又做很多事情是我们现在不能够明白。
But if we know Him,
当你若是认识他，
none of those things are a problem.
那么所有这些事情都不是一个难处。
You know, we like to be healthy.
你知道我们很多人我们都又健康。
But if I fall sick,
但我若是生病了，
I feel terrible.
我觉得好像很难过。
Does God love me?
神还爱我吗？
If I know Him,
如果我认识他，
I say absolutely He loves me.
我能说他是的，神肯定是爱我的。
He has not changed.
神没有改变。
I am sick.
我生病了。
But He has not changed.
但他还没有改变。
There's no problem.
没有问题。
Sickness.
就是生病而已。
You understand?
你明白吗？
So many things,
很多事情
will come into our life that we cannot understand.
会在我们一生中发生，是我们所不能够理解明白的。
We are not God.
因为我们不是神。
We don't know all the things that He does.
我们不能够完全的明白神所做的一切事。
And He is not going to explain all the things that He does.
而神也好像不是把他做的每一件事都跟我们解释清楚。
But He wants us to know Him.
但他乃是愿意我们认识他。
And He wants us to come to the end of ourselves.
而当我们来到自己的终点的时候，
Not trusting in ourselves.
我们不再相信我们自己。
And not judging by the sight of our eyes.
我们也不再靠我们眼肉眼看见的来做决定。
But just believing Him.
而乃是凭着信心来信靠他。
You know, you hear the story about the saints, Amy Carmichael, I think? I think she was, if I'm remembering the right person, I think she was bedridden for something like 27 years.
我记得她的故事好像她是有27年都乃是只能躺在床上。
Did God love her?
神爱她吗?
She was such an effective servant of God.
她本来是一个神，那很大用的仆人。
And He put her in a bed for 27 years?
但神却让她27年都躺在床上。
But in that bed,
当他躺在床上的时候，
she served him.
他在那里还在侍奉神。
And she knew him.
而在那里他认识神。
I have a close friend, a brother in the Lord.
我在主里有一个很亲密的弟兄。
He has Parkinson's disease.
而他有那个帕金森这个症。
It's a disease which he'll die of.
而他好像死的时候都是有这个病的。
And he'll just keep going downhill.
而他的一生，你一看见他是慢慢的下坡的，身体上面。
Every day for him is new difficulties.
好像每一天对来讲都有一个新的难处。
His son looked at him one day and said, "You know, if God healed you now miraculously, it still wouldn't make any sense."
他的儿子有一天对他父亲讲说，如果这一天神医治了你，行神迹医治了你。我还是不明白。
His wife left him.
他的妻子就离开了他。
And you would look at his life and say, well, this is a Christian man. Where's the blessing of God here?
你看见他这一个人有这个病，你说这是一个基督徒，神的祝福在哪里？
But then somebody drove 3 hours to Sydney a little while ago.
在一段时间之前，有人从 Sydney 开了3个小时。
And visited him.
而去探望他。
Spent 10 minutes with him.
在那里花了10分钟的时间跟他在一起。
And afterwards said, you know, it would have been worth driving that 3 hours to Sydney for 10 minutes with him and then driving home again.
It was worth it. 他说能够从悉尼开车3个小时去见这个弟兄10分钟，然后再开3个小时回到悉尼，这是值得的。
Because God is working in that man's heart.
因为你看见神是在这个弟兄的心里工作。
And there's a fragrance of Christ there that is a rare thing.
而在里面你就看见基督的香气是何等的稀少。
And he knows the love of God.
因为他实在认识神的爱。
This is the soul.
我们看见这是一个人。
And this is the ongoing work. Let's say something about the body.
人的魂这个工作那是神一直在工作的。现在我们讲一点关于身体。
God likes bodies.
我们知道神是爱这个身体的。
He created man with a body.
所以他造人的时候给了人一个身体。
His son came into the world with a body.
他的独生爱子到世上来的时候也有着一个身体。
In the new creation, we're going to have a body.
而在这个新天新地里我们也有一个新的身体。
This is man.
而这就是人。
This is humanity.
而这是人类。
We'll be different in the new creation.
当然在新天新地里我们是不一样。
But we still have a body.
但我们还是有一个身体。
And in our body, there is much which is similar with animals.
但是好像在看我们今天的身体有很多跟动物也很相接近的。
And, there's much that's similar.
好像里面是有很多是很接近的。
Nothing in our body is by itself bad.
或者我们看我们人的这个身体它自己我们不能够说这个身体自己有什么不好。
What matters is whether or not the body is what governs.
所以但是问题是在这个人是不是被这个身体所控制的。
No, there's nothing wrong with being hungry.
好像我们会饿饥饿是不是错的。
But there's something wrong with stealing food.
但是你说因着饥饿去抢食物的话那这就是错了。
Or pushing your brother out of the way to get the breakfast first.
或者把一个弟兄推走了，然后你拿着进去
养
他，因为我太饥饿了，太饥饿了。
Something wrong with that？
你说你这样的行为是错的。
Nothing wrong with hunger？
但是饥饿的感觉不是错。
There's nothing wrong with sexual desire？
或者我们人有这个性的感觉也不是错。
It's not the thing itself， but how whether the thing dominates？
乃是说这个事情的自己不是错，乃是说你是不是被这个事情所控制。
So。What the scripture says is that we need to discipline our body.
所以圣经说我们乃是要操练我们的身体。
Not because discipline in itself is good.
不是说训练它本身是对的。
But because the discipline of our body means that our body is not what's governing us.
我们需要操练跟训练这个身体那是因为让这个身体不是在控制我们。
Now there are many things that can be outward that can be merely in the body, so to speak.
但是有些事情好像只是单单外表在身体上面的。
And they can look good.
好像看起来好像很好。
A disciplined life can look very good.
好像一个有那个啊一个被训练的生活习惯好像看起来很好。
But a life in the spirit is much better.
但是在灵里面的生活那是更好。
So, here we are.
所以我们在这里。
We're learning to walk with God.
我们是在学习与神同行。
A work has been finished in our spirit.
在我们的灵里面已经是一个完成的工作。
We believe that.
我们相信它。
We're standing on that ground, so to speak.
我们也是站在这个的地位。
And we're asking the Lord, work in my heart, work deeply, teach me how to live in the spirit.
我们也求主说，主啊，请你在我的心里面工作。教导我怎样的从灵里活出来。
Teach me how to be filled with the Spirit.
教导我怎样被圣灵来充满。
And don't be deceived about that.
而不要以为你是被欺骗的。
The one sign that you are filled with the Spirit is this.
你被圣灵充满的一个标记就是
your character.
就是你的性格。
Nothing else.
没有别的。
It's the character of the man that says whether he's filled with the Spirit.
你看见这个人的性格，你知道这个人是不是被圣灵充满。
In the scripture, we find many examples of people whom God has called and then spent many years training.
之后我们在圣经里面也看见这样的榜样，就是神呼召了一个人，之后花了很长的年日来训练这个人。
And we see that true of our own selves.
而我们也看见神同样的在我们身上这样工作。
We've been called,
我们被呼召了。
But now there's a work happening.
但现在在我们里面一个工作开始了。
And we're saying, Lord, do your work.
我们说主啊，请做成你的工作。
So we stop. We have a few questions.
所以现在我们有几个的问题。
If you've got questions, if you want, you can ask them out loud.
你如果想又开口问这个问题也可以的。
No. It's the answer to the first question. The question is, was the woman at the mental hospital someone who could perceive you were a Christian without knowing previously.
他说你在那个精神病院遇见的那个女人, 她是不是从你的身上能够说感觉到你是一个基督徒或者你以前所认识的?
No, I think I was
talking. 答案是不是?
I'd been visiting a few times and was talking to other people, so I think she overheard our talking.
所以因为我去那边已经好几次去那边探访人, 所以她可能是听见我在跟别人讲话, 所以才知道。 这是中文的。 我也知道交给他是放心的, 但是我也想交托, 但是做不到, 那怎样才能做到? So I said, I know that to commit myself to him is the most trusted way, but I also want to trust myself to him, but I can't do it. How can I do it?
So we're saying, well, I should give myself wholly to him, but I can't.
Is that right? Is that right?
Well, there is a reason why you can't. And putting it very in simple terms, it's because there's something you want more than him.
那么很容易来讲呢, 就是因为有一些别的是你又得着的, 多过又得着他的。
And it may be that you don't know what that is.
而你有可能现在是你不知道这是什么,
but God knows.
但神知道,
so ask him.
所以你又问他,
Lord, show me what it is.
主啊, 让我看见这个拦阻的是什么?
Show me what I'm holding on to.
我现在手中所捉住的是什么?
Show me what's more precious to me.
让我看见什么是 对我来讲更宝贵的,
than you are.
是什么比你更宝贵的?
And he will show you for sure.
那么神肯定会让你看见,
because he wants you to be set free.
因为他要你得释放。
When you see it, you might have quite a struggle.
当你看见你又放手了这个, 你可能有挣扎。
And when you see it, you might think, but if I give that up, I will die.
而你会觉得说, 如果我放弃这个呢, 我宁愿死。
And you'll then understand why Jesus said you must lay down your life.
而那时候你就知道为什么耶稣讲说你必须要舍命自己。
It may not be a big thing for other people, but it's a big thing for you.
因为你所捉住的可能对别人来讲不是大事情,但是对你来讲是一件大的事情。
You know, I think I might have told you once before, but I remember being on my face in my bedroom, on the ground, underneath my desk, agonizing before God.
我不知道以前有没有讲过,说我曾经是有一段时间整个人匍匐在床底下,然后在神面前的哀哭。
Because I thought he wanted me to have a haircut.
因为我觉得说神好像要我剪头发,把头发剪掉。
And I didn't want to have short hair.
那个时候因为我是有长头发,我也不愿意剪我的头发。
It was a very small thing in retrospect. When I look back now, it's a joke.
现在往回看,觉得这好像一个笑话一样的,这么小的事情。
But at the time, it was not a joke.
当时在那一刻,我觉得好像是太大一件事情了,过不去。
It was a life and death issue for me.
对我来讲,好像一个是生与死的问题。And
we all experience that.
好像我们也会有经历这样的事情。
When you look back,
当你往回看,
the battle seems so small.
你说那个时候为什么这么大的挣扎呢?
But when you're in the battle, it's very big. It's real. It's real.
当你还在那个挣扎里面的时候, 你觉得那个挣扎是很大的。
No,
这是真实的经历。
I'm going to cause a problem for Michael.
他说现在有给我制造一个难处。
There's this poem.
因为这里是一首诗。
And it says, for the want of a nail, it means the lack of a nail. A shoe, horseshoe, was lost. For the want of a horse, want of a shoe, a horse was lost. For the want of a horse, a man was lost.
Take his father then. 所以他意思就是说，至少一首诗是连起来，就是说，为着得到一个钉，我失去了一个马蹄；为了得着这个马蹄，我失去了一只马。 Okay, 他翻译了。
For want of a nail, a shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, a horse was lost. For want of a horse, a man was lost. For want of a man, a battle was lost. For want of a battle, a war was lost.
是吗？我先五十页，一直说他本来是有，本来就是说他本看见这个事情是本来就得着这个钉呢，他就失去了一个马蹄，失了一个马蹄就失去了一只马，那么失了这匹马呢，就失了一个战士，失去这个战士，结果是失去了啊这个战争，所以就你看见为了得着一个钉，他失去了这么多的东西。
Is that because of the lack of the nail that it lost all that thing?
Yeah, the idea...
Or did they want to get the nail?
No. The idea is that they didn't have a nail, so they couldn't put the horseshoe on.
Okay.
And because they couldn't put the horseshoe on, the horse couldn't go. Because the horse couldn't go, the man couldn't go. Because the man couldn't go, the battle was lost. Because the battle was lost, the kingdom was lost.
Right. 所以是因为少了一颗钉的时候，不能够把这个马蹄钉在马上，那么就少了一匹马去参加战争，就少了一个战士去参加骑着马去战争。因为少了这个战士呢，他们就打败了那场战争。因为打败那场战争，他们失去了整个王国。所以原因就是因为少了一颗钉，带来这么大的大不得的结果的后果。
So we never despise the small battle. So everything has consequences.
所以我们不要那个，我们不要说小看这些小的事情的挣扎、征战上面，因为你胜过了，你可能就带出好的结果。
So we have another question. Well, it says if we're never going to be perfect, if it's never going to finish, what's the point of trying and struggling with sin?
他说我们做事最终不能够变得完全了，那我们现在一直跟罪的挣扎有什么用呢？
Well, because it's God's will.
当然因为这是神的旨意。
That work is going on.
这个工作呢是一直在做的。
And we are not going to come to a place where we are satisfied that everything is perfect.
因为这个工作不可能做到一刻说我们觉得说一切都满意了在今生。
But God is doing his work.
但是神这个工作是不停的一直在工作。
And he knows the point at which he's going to say finished here.
而他也知道什么时候说做到这里就说就该停下来。
And the witness of the church is to the world is in this work going on.
而教会在世界面前的见证就是神在我们身上这个一直在做的工作。
They say that in the diagram,What does the cross point between lost and found mean? Is that representing something? That crossing point?
Okay.
The point of the crossing.
This point here doesn't exist.
你这个点是不存在的。
It's a theoretical point.
因为是一个那个逻辑上的点。
There is nothing.
理论上的点。
The point of this very simple diagram is simply that you are here or you are here.
所以这个图画只是说你不是属于这边的就是属于那一边的。
There is no middle ground.
所以是没有中心点的，你不能够站在中间的。
Can't sit on the fence. You can't sit on the fence.
You can't sit on the fence, yes. Well, you can sit on the fence, but the fence is about here.
你说是坐在墙上，你墙上是属于这边的，是失去的这边。
Well, as we learn to walk with God, I said walk with God because that's a lovely expression in the scripture.
我们说与神同行，因为在圣经里面是一个很美的描述。
But this is not really what the Lord wants.
但是这里呢，并不是神所要的。
This is what He wants.
是那里才是他要的，就是不是在地上，而是在天上。In heaven, not on earth.
Yes. He doesn't want us to lead an ordinary life after we're converted. He wants us to lead a different life. He wants us to live.
所以他不是说我们得救了之后我们还在过着那个平常的这个生活, 乃是叫我们, 乃是过着一个得胜, 向上的生活。
It's not a turkey and an eagle.
A turkey, okay.
That's a challenge. It's out for the loss.
Well, really, actually, I did think of that. But it's really not a turkey. The turkey's over here. What I'd have to draw there was an eagle walking on the ground.
So the question is, I know what I'm holding on to, and I also want to let go, and I'm in the struggle. What shall I do?
Well, I suppose there's two answers to that.
有两个答案.
One answer is, don't give up until you have let go.
就是说第一个答案就是说不要放弃直到你不得不放弃.
It's a little bit like the words of Jacob when he said to the angel, I will not let you go until you bless me.
就像雅各对那个天使摔跤的时候说道你若不祝福我我就不让你走.
This is a life and death struggle.
因为这是一个生与死的挣扎.
And the Lord really doesn't want chocolate soldiers. He wants real soldiers.
因为神今天不就得到巧克力的战士，那就真正的战士。
The chocolate soldiers melt as soon as it gets hot.
因为巧克力战士就是一热起来它就融化了。
But the real soldiers stand their ground and say, I will not yield.
而真正的战士乃是站着他的地位说我不会投降.
I will not let you go.
我不会让你走.
And the scripture says also, you know, let the watchman give the Lord no peace. Cry out, cry out.
而这圣经也说那些警醒的人让他们不又给主安息你们又呼喊呼喊.
But the second answer to the same question,
而第二个答案这个问题第二个答案就是,
is you might think you know, but there's something else behind it.
就是说你可能知道你捉住的是什么但可能不是你所知道的乃是在背后的还有一个东西.
So continue to call upon God to set you free.
所以你又坚持的去求告神叫他释放你.
You know, if you're searching for something,
你知道当你在寻找东西的时候,
sometimes we're searching for something and we can't find it anywhere.
我们在找东西好像一到哪里都找不到.
But there's one place that we know that definitely isn't.
好像有一个，而且你在找东西的时候，你觉得说有一个地方，那是不可能有的。
So we don't look there.
所以连去哪里找，你都没有去找。
We know it's not there. It must be here somewhere.
因为我们知道它不在那里，所以应该是在这里。
We can't find it anywhere.
但是在这里却找不到。
Because it's there.
因为最终就是在你最想不到的地方找到。
In the one place we knew it wasn't.
就是你本来觉得不应该在那里，却在那里找到。
So it can be like that with ourselves.
所以有时候对我们自己也会有这样。
Something that we think is good that must stay.
我们觉得有些这是好的，又一定要留下来的。
But God has another view.
但是神却有不同的意见。
So you have to be really open to God and say, well, show me.
所以你应该向神打开你的心，说神啊，向我显明。
And everything is open to Him, everything.
所以在心里面一切都向他敞开的。
So Father, we look to you for working these real things in our lives.
肩父我们向仰望你请你在我们里面做这个工作。
There are many details, many questions that we yet have.
我们有很多的细节，很多的问题要问。
And we pray, Lord, that we would be strong together.
而主我们祷告当我们在一起的时候我们能够刚强。
And that we would fight the battle.
我们一起来打这个仗。
And you would take ground in our life.
而主你又在我们心中有地位。
And gradually we'd see more and more of Christ in our brothers and sisters.
而就我们逐渐地看见在我们弟兄姐妹身上的基督。
And that we would become to the world a river of living water.
而我们在世界里就成为那生命的河流。
And a blessing to many.
而成为多人的祝福。
Lord, do your work in us.
主啊，求你在我们身上做成你的工作。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉耶稣宝贝的名。 Amen.